Shalom u'bracha rabbeisai. In Gantz Klal Yisrael, the psicha to Kabbalah Shabbos starts with a kapitloch in Tehillim, kapitl sadihei, l'chun ranan ol Hashem. And this kapitl, be'etzem, is referring to the noisei of this kapitl, is the chet of the meraglim. The Alshich over here goes by line by line, and he says, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's departing words to the Dor HaMidbar, Shemesu BaMidbar, they weren't zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Nechun Ranan Ol Hashem, don't worry, you're not zeichet now to go to Bimaranin Lashem in Eretz Yisrael. La'osad Lovei, we will be together once again. Dor HaMidbar replies back, maybe we can boyu nishtacha there, maybe we can do tshuva. Maybe we can taka do tshuva and come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said no. And that's how the kapitel ends, Arboim Shana Okut Bidor, which is the 40 years in the Midbar. Vo'oimer am toi leiv of heimo, heim lo yodu derochoi, asher nishbati biyapi im yivoyen el menuchosi. How interesting. Why is this the psich of the Kabbalah Shabbos? What's the kesher between the chet of the meraglim, which Moshe Rabbeinu was mechiach, achelik of the teichoch of Klal Yisrael and Parshas Devorim, is the chet of meraglim, and why is that the psicha to Kabbalah Shabbos? So, l'chayra, we find an akuda here in this pasuk, asher nishvati v'api im yivoyin el menuchosi. Be'emes, the Gemara says in Tainis, that Oisei HaLaila, that Klal Yisrael was boiche when they were makabel the Lashon Hora of the Meraglim, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinom, ani ekvo lechem b'chia shel doiros. That means that the Chet HaMeraglim, the Gzeira was not only that they shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but the Gzeiras HaChurban and the Golus, the Golas Arucha Umar, the bitter Golas that we're in today, is Machmas, the Chet of the Meraglim. And the Briskerov, Ala Torah Parsha Shalach, he brings from the Ravid in Torah's Koinim on this Posuk, Asher Nishbati Va'api, the Torah's Koinim says that the Shavua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, Shelo Yovoy El Menuchosi, you won't come to Menuchosi, the Shavua had a Gvul, it was totally an Af. Calls manchi yesh af, the shvua is kayum. If it's nistalek ha'af, the shvua becomes bottle and Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to be brought to the menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ravid, we don't find that Klal Yisrael did shuva in this man of the midbar. So what's the hadgosh of the posuk? Says the Ravid, it's going on our golus, which is a hemshech of the gzeres ha'meraglim. Asher nishbati va'api. The posuk is be'etzem saying to us in this man of the golus. In this man of the golus, the posuk is saying, "Al takshu levavchem kimriva." Don't have a koishi halev. Don't be stubborn. Don't be a toye lev like the Dor HaMidbar. They didn't have this chus to do tshuva and be mesalik the af, but you do. So be'etzem the posuk, the whole kapitel that's going on the meraglim, the chet of the meraglim that didn't make it, but it's an ashora to us in the golus that we have the chance. We have the chance to do tshuva, be mesalik the af, and be zeicha to the geula shleima. Now this kapitel is said by Shabbos, so there must be a kesher of Shabbos, that Shabbos has the koyach to bring us to the darga of tshuva, to the realization of the tshuka to be korev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get out of this golus. The emes, the pasuk says in Tehillim Vayimosu be'eretz chemda that the Klal Yisrael, they were mo'us in Eretz Yisrael, which is called an eretz chemda. The goin in Aderes Eliyahu in Bereisha says, what's the difference between toiv and chemda? Toiv is a tainug hagashmi. Chemda is tainug ruchoni. Klal Yisrael wasn't toyim. They weren't mishtoikek to reach a madrega of the chemda ruchoni. They were being mistapik in the toiv. Says the goin, this sheshes yimei hashavua is called toiv. Shabbos is called chemdas hayomim. And the chemda is always six times more than toif, he says. That's why the gematria of nechmod is six times toif. Nechmod referring to Shabbos, chemdas hayomim. Shabbos is a yom where everything can have a tainug ruchoni. A ruchnius, the ketainug, a shaychas to ruchnius. Memela, it's dafka on the yom haShabbos, where a person could be misale, and be mevatel, the ganze oilam haza, and realize how special it is to have this kurva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have an emeser tainug ruchoni. The Gemara says in Brochus, kol halon shivas yomim b'loi chaloim is nikra ra. What's the pshat? Why is he nikra ra? So the Goyin says pshat in the Divrei Agoda. Doesn't mean simply a person doesn't have a dream. He doesn't have a dream for 7 days. It means if he 7 days pass by, and it's including the Shabbos. If he passed, you went through a Shabbos, b'loi chaloim, and you didn't come to the realization that the ganze oilam hazeh is hevel havolim. There's nothing here. Everything we're setting up, there's nothing here. Then you're nikra ra. Nikra chaloim means you didn't come to this madrega that oilam hazeh is gornish compared to kirvas Hashem that we can reach on the Yom HaShabbos. But I saw Mori Dikazach in the Sefer, Sefer HaChaim from the brother of the Maral. He writes in the Chelek Parnosa V'Chalkola Perek Vov, he writes about the Gevaldike Matona of Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He says, Me'avas Hashem Yizborach Es Amo Yisrael Kedei Lahosir Milibam Kol Sofik. If we have a Sofik, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. We don't have Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Nisim, the Asor Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash. But HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us something else, to be Meisir Libom Mikol Sofik. What is that? B'mashe Yargish Kol Ish Yisrael Ba'atzmoy Shefa Eloikai V'or Ponov You margish a rotten Hashem v'simcha yisera shenofal olav v'loy miskavein miyad b'hachnosas haShabbos. Every yid, right when they start Kabbalah Shabbos, l'chuneranenu b'knisas haShabbos, you feel an or, a menucha v'simcha or la Yehudim. There's a special or v'oiz v'chedva b'mkoymenu. We feel it. He says, b'li sofik, that nitzos or v'simcha is coming mimokoim. Shahanavuah yoytes misham to teach us, he says, even though we're on Admas Temeya in the Golos, loy ozav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu chasdoi v'amitoi lahashbia oleinu or elokim midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi. That is what gives him koyach. It gives us koyach, he says, in this long, bitter Golos. We find a resting place on Amotza Menoyach on the Yom Shabbos Kodesh, very similar in the Sefer Menucha Kedusha, from the Talmud from Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Shara Tefila. He writes, we're sitting in the Choshech. We have nothing, lo ho'ireinenu, lo migdosh, lo tzitz, lo nezer ha-kodesh, v'lo efer poro, v'lo shum kli kodesh. What do we have? Hashem hishir lonu, Hashem b'chazdoi, toiro v'shabbos, sha'al yodom yadlik ner l'nafshoi seinu. It's only from the Yom HaShabbos, from this special day of Shabbos, a person feels a Simcha Yisera. You can feel Hashuras Hashchina without any kavono. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mashbia, Nitzotzei Shel Kedusha V'Or, that the Shechina is here. Appreciate the Chemdas HaShabbos. And with that, a person could be Magbia himself, and to realize that everything in Olam Hazeh is as good as it looks, as toiv as it looks. It's nothing compared to the toiv ha'amiti that we'll have by the Gula Shlema with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. One more point that I was thinking. In Kabbalah Shabbos, before L'chodoydi, we say the tefillah of Ono B'Koyach. Ono B'Koyach, there's 42 words, and the Oisiyos is Keneged, the Shem Membeis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very holy tefillah. What's it doing right there also in Kabbalah Shabbos, this tefillah on a Bekoyach, the Shem Membeis? We know last week said to the Masois, Parshas Masei, in Meforshim state that the Membeis Masois is also connected the Shem Membeis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Mogen Avram brings that you're not mafsik in the Membeis Masois. We read it all in one aliyah. Anything that's connected the Shem, we're not mafsik. The Masois was al pi Hashem Yachnu, al pi Hashem Yisou. So there's a Shem Membeis over there. Memela, I was thinking. Rabbi said, every single week is a Masa. It's a Vayisu, the Sheishas Yomim, Tavoidu, is Vayisu. We come to Shabbos, is Vayachnu. Every Shabbos is another Tachana, another station to rest. It's another Vayachnu. Vayisu Vayachanu, Vayisu Vayachanu, Vayisu Vayachanu. Memela Kumter of Shabbos, we say on a Bekoyach, Kineged Hashem Bein Beis, because it's another Masa Koton in our travels in the Golus, till we get to be Zeiche, to the Geula Hasida. But there's a long Vayisu, but there's the stations along the way. Every Shabbos Kodesh. So when we get to the Shabbos Kodesh, the Yonah B'Koyach is connected to Vayachanu, which is connected to Shem Ben Beis, that the Yud Beis Masois were based on. This Shabbos is Shabbos Chazoyim, and in the Sforim, the Chassidish Sforim, the Oiv Yisrael, Levi Yitzchok, it's brought down that Shabbos Chazoyim is the most lichtike Shabbos of the whole year. The Or La Yehudim is the greatest on Shabbos Chazoyim. The darker it is, the brighter is the light. The candle, that's Meir, when the Choshech gets strong, the light shines and brightens up much, much greater. This Or that the Sefer Achaim and in the Sefer from Menucha v'Kedusha, that they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in every single Shabbos this or, this Nitzar Shel or, that's Meir Kol HaShana. But Alachas Kama v'Kama in Shabbos Chazoyim, person can have Shaychus to it much more and realize the beauty of Shabbos, the Chemda of Shabbos, and have a Hishtoikikus to the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh and the Geula HaSida that we should all be Zoicha to, B'Korib B'Yameinu Amen.